Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guests are Kara Stark, chairwoman of Living Windows and the president of the Downtown Jefferson City Association, Alex Bobbitt, the communication and film manager at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
Today, we're going to talk about a little festival we put on the first Friday of every December here in Jefferson City called Living Windows. Okay, so ladies, for the person who maybe just crawled out of a rock and never heard about Living Windows, kind of give them an idea of what it means.
Sure. So the whole point of Living Windows is to bring people downtown and kick off the Christmas season in downtown Jefferson City. So we call it Living Windows because the windows come to life with performers from all over Jefferson City who sing, they dance, they paint. We have community groups all over that provide performers. And then there are going to be some performers in the street this year as well. Really just a good opportunity to see the talent that exists in Jeff City while also supporting all of the shops that will be open.
Okay, so it's very much a street venue. How big is the footprint?
So it goes down to Jefferson and High Street, all the way down to the library. And then on some of those cross streets, we have performers on Madison Street as well. So that's the general length of the footprint. And then the width kind of varies depending on which street you're on.
Well, and what strikes me is, I mean, this is a generational type festival, right? That it's been around for a few years. Mm-hmm. So kind of give us the history of Downtown Living Windows.
So this is its 35th year, we just determined, which is actually a big year. And I wasn't actually cognizantly aware of that prior to figuring that out today. So 35 years we've had Living Windows. It's been in Jeff City and happening as long as I've lived in Jeff City. So since I moved here when I was 8. And I think it's kind of grown throughout the years. It's really grown the last couple of years. And our goal this year is to kind of add some new fun features that hopefully, while we continue to honor the tradition of Living Windows, make it more exciting every year.
Okay. So what are some of the new things that you might encounter if you come to Living Windows?
We're really excited. Like Kara said, every year we try to do something different that keeps people coming back. So this year, people can expect to see the Hitachi Holiday Light Show. We're going to have two sessions of that. So at 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., there's going to be two drone showings of a holiday program. So we just encourage people to look up and see a really cool show in the sky, if you will. And then a second is we are going to have some light up marquee signs. I believe we agreed on ho 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 this year. We're going to have that across from the library. So again, another photo opportunity.
People have really enjoyed those photo opportunities in the past. We had the trolley there last year. So with the addition of another one, we feel like there's more opportunities for people to kind of memorialize or, you know, create a memory by taking a picture. And then this year, another fun one is that we have added a holiday face painting. The little kids can come through, spend 3 minutes, get their face painted like some kind of Christmas character,
right?
And then walk around looking cheery and providing adults giggles. So,
all right.
The drone show is a big thing, so we're really excited for that. Very grateful to Hitachi for sponsoring it. It'll be about 150 drones in the sky creating a Santa that waves you know, bells that are ringing. And so the nice thing about that is you'll be able to see it pretty much from any part of High Street, provided that you are on the river side of High Street.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the scenes that you will see in the Living Windows. You had mentioned dancers, singers, so maybe give us an idea of what else folks will see.
One that we just discussed today, I don't know if they're a new addition, but there is a mermaid that will be in the streets.
Can you not have a Christmas celebration without a mermaid?
You know what? I think she'll be a huge hit.
I bet so.
I bet you she will. So we'll have a mermaid. In terms of other performers,
we have lots of local singers, several local music studios. So Robin Freeland's music studio, Miss Lydia's music studio, local choirs. So Trinity Lutheran will have their adult choir. We have the JC Chorale. We have Missouri Sweet Adelines, traditional Christmas caroling, and then a lot of dance studios. So we have Elite Performance, the Royal Tigerettes, which I believe they're from Lincoln University, several other dance studios. And then some local schools are participating. Lighthouse Preparatory Academy will have a window, as well as just talented individuals in the area. I know Sarah Parker will be at Coffee Zone, which she's always traditionally been there. We have the Maker's Dozen Quartet at Sweet Smoke Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And then some of the local theaters are actually participating this year by providing some characters that will be dressed up that actually just kind of are going to roam the streets and be available for pictures, some really classic Christmas elves, Gingerbread Man, everything like that. So hopefully kind of bringing festivities that are in the windows out into the streets and kind of mingling among the people.
I think that's one thing that always fascinates me about the festival is how casual it is. You can go at your own pace. Some folks might stay at one window longer than another, as well as just, again, how cross-generational it is, you know, from the little kids to older folks who recall past Christmases. And it is a great kickoff for the Christmas season. You certainly get in that Christmas spirit after having listened to the carols and see the dancers. And certainly I'm going to plug in here and come by the News Tribune Candy Cane House.
Oh, yes. Always very popular.
Oh, yeah. There's always a line of children there where you can come in. Children get free candy cane and maybe some prizes. Yeah, it's going to be a great festival. So let's talk a little bit about maybe some things personally that you've experienced.
Last year, I had my daughter. We took her to her first Living Windows event. Now, this is a shout out to all the moms out there. If you have a little one, bring a stroller.
Oh, there you go.
I expected it to be extremely crowded. It was, but there is room for strollers. Don't feel the need to carry your kid on your hip all night. Mm-hmm. But just to see her face, how the lights and the entertainment captured her attention. I love watching the wonder on her face. And you see that with a lot of little kids at the windows, just seeing the excitement and getting the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
You see the kids loving the performing, and then you see the grandparents who are watching their grandchildren perform when maybe, you know, their kids performed at one time in those windows as well.
Oh, yeah.
I know for my mom, she watched me perform, and someday she'll probably watch my son perform.
Yep.
It really ties in that whole generational aspect that you were talking about, I think.
It really does. Yeah. Same thing at the Candy Cane House. The number of times we've heard folks where, you know, they brought their children now who had been there. And so it's just, it is a really sweet tradition there. So is there any famous people going to be there, like this guy in a red suit?
The guy in the red suit always seems to show up, and he really, really likes to be at Hawthorne Bank.
Does
so
he
I
now?
Think if
All right.
yes, somebody wanted to see someone, a certain special Christmas figure, then Hawthorne Bank would be the place to do that. And if they miss him, but they want to write a letter to him, then you can write letters to Santa at Alibi Cookies this year. We're doing it inside of Alibi Cookies, and there will be a little post office box outside of Alibi Cookies that you can put your letter in, and we guarantee that you'll get a reply from Santa if you write a letter there.
So get those lists started, right?
Get those lists started.
Mine
You've
is
got
already
one week
started.
To perfect it. Yes.
All right. One of the things I remember also is sometimes it's a little frigid out there, so there's usually some hot chocolate or warm drinks and some snacks. Is that coming back this year?
That is coming back. So all of the businesses that are on High Street will be open. So we have Coffee Zone, we have High Rise Bakery, we have restaurants like the Grand Cafe, Sweet Smoke, Personal Plug, Cork and Board.
Yeah.
All of those places will be open. I know Yo Yum serves hot chocolate and coffee as well, along with frozen yogurt, which is very popular despite the temperatures at Living Windows.
It's never too cold for yogurt.
And then I know some of the churches will be handing out little treats as well. Okay. One kind of fun thing this year, Tolson's or Old Town Pharmacy, I believe it is now, will be having some free concessions that they're handing out as kind of a way to thank the community for all the support over the years.
Nice.
So plug to them. If you need a hot dog or some popcorn or something, that might be the place to go. But plenty of opportunities to support the businesses that are on that strip. Most of them will be open.
So. Okay. That's great. If you are coming, let's give them some details to help them enjoy it even more. So from parking to dressing appropriately, what are considerations that they really should think about?
For parking, downtown parking is always tricky. It's going to be tricky on Living Windows, but the Madison Street Garage is open and oftentimes underutilized for Living Windows. So definitely keep that in mind. And then really anywhere outside of the footprint. So some of those parking areas behind Cork and Board and Bar Whiskey, that big parking lot that's right back there is always open. And then we suggest people look at East McCarty as well as down by the Capitol and St. Peter's. The surrounding areas are going to be kind of the best places for parking. And we always suggest carpooling because that'll be a nice way to, you know, make sure that there's plenty of room for everybody. As far as dressing, what do we think, Alex?
So it's looking right now, of course, it can always change because it's Missouri, but Friday, December 1, we are looking at 50 degrees. So it actually might be quite comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that night, wear some jeans, a light jacket. You'll be walking around. You'll warm up quickly.
Okay.
And one of the features that we started last year that we're going to be continuing this year is a QR code that people can scan when they arrive at the event. We're going to put them up in the kiosks this week. And if you scan that QR code, then it's going to tell you where all of the performers are. We got a lot of really good feedback on that this last year. And it's going to be kind of an easy way to see, oh, I have a friend who is performing in Miss Lydia's studio, but where is that window? Oh. They can see the address on there, see where different people are located, and it's a good way to kind of navigate the footprint of Living Windows.
Yeah, and we will share that QR code through our show notes as well as through our advertisements. So yeah, absolutely use that. That will help get you to where you want to go. Let's talk about the time. I don't think we've talked about when you should arrive and how long it'll last.
So the event is 6 to 9, but last year we started a new thing where we did an opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. So we will be doing that again this year. It's at 5:45.
Okay.
Really recommend everybody come. We've partnered with CDFY to do a fun little opening ceremony skit, similarly to what we had last year. It's a good way to kind of kick off the event, and it'll be right at the cross of Madison and High. So if you look for the stage that the parade goes by, mm-hmm. the next day, we'll start off Living Windows right on top of that stage with our little opening ceremony.
All right. So just as a reminder, it's December 1st, 5:45 to 9 p.m. downtown Jefferson City. So bring your kids and friends and have a great time. Ladies, thanks for joining us today.
Of course.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.